In most states, the legislature is in charge of designing congressional voting districts. Pennsylvania isn't unique in that respect, but some say the state is home to some of the starkest examples of gerrymandering in the country. In collaboration with Penn Live, our Over the Line series will bring you stories in the coming weeks about how redistricting affects communities, starting with the basics from Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty.
Gerrymandering means manipulating the shape of a voting district to yield the outcome desired by the party in charge. Journalist Robert Draper explained the etymology on WHYY's Fresh Air in 2012, 200 years after the term was coined by a Boston newspaper, referring to then Massachusetts Governor Elbridge Gerry.
He presided over map drawing so radical in Massachusetts that it included a very strange-looking congressional district outside of Boston that was shaped like a salamander in an effort to appease the particular congressman there. And so this gave rise to the term gerrymandering that we've used ever since.
To this day, politicians on both sides of the aisle seem to be doing their best to make it an immortal turn of phrase. Pennsylvania's most recent map, drawn in 2011, is known as a particularly egregious example.
Pennsylvania is one of the worst states this decade in terms of its congressional map.
Michael Lee is senior redistricting counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law. He helped lead a recent study where researchers ran 20 years of congressional election data three different ways to measure disparities between election outcomes and expectations. They looked at how many seats each party won versus statewide and district vote totals, and they analyzed whether the differences were statistically more attributable to chance or manipulation.
When you look at these three tests, under two of them, Pennsylvania is the absolute worst state in the country. And under the other, it's the third worst state. And so, you know, that's a really strong signal that Pennsylvania, somebody put the thumb on the scale in Pennsylvania and produced a natural result.
Michigan and North Carolina are up there, too. The study also found partisan bias in Florida, Texas, Ohio, Virginia, and Massachusetts, but less severely. So why these states in particular? A few things leapt out from the study. Lee says the worst gerrymanders happen in battleground states. Basically, if voters of different political stripes live among one another, mapmakers have more options. Single-party control and how the redistricting process works also play a role.
When the legislature is split, or when you have a governor of the opposite party who can veto a bill, you don't actually have extreme maps. Likewise, when a court draws a map or a commission draws the map, this is really a problem that exists when one party has all of the marbles and keeps those marbles and doesn't involve the other party or independents or other people in the process.
Republicans dominated all three branches of government the last two times Pennsylvania redistricted. At a deeper existential level, onlookers of Pennsylvania politics say the state is ripe for redistricting abuse. Terry Madonna runs the Center for Politics and Public Affairs at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster.
40 state legislators over the past 30-some years who've been indicted and convicted of a variety of public corruption charges. Not one of them was censured or reprimanded by ethics chamber of the House or the Senate. We could also talk about one of the weakest campaign finance laws in the country.
Madonna says lobbying laws are weak here, too. And Pennsylvania has done badly in multiple good government rankings and comparative studies.
That goes hand in hand with the lack of reform that exists in this state on some kind of redistricting that doesn't have partisanship intimately tied to it.
Advocates believe we'd be better off with maps drawn by an independent commission. California switched to that system of redistricting in 2008 as a result of a direct voter referendum. Based on that, Carol Cunningham, co-chair of Fair Districts Pennsylvania, says she reached out to her counterparts in the Golden State.
Those same groups, when we began our work here in Pennsylvania, said, you know, it would be a really valuable and important and impactful change for Pennsylvania, but we don't really see an avenue forward for you because as I said, we don't have that option of initiative and referendum.
The idea of voter referendum or redistricting overhaul seems to be a non-starter on the Pennsylvania political horizon. So Madonna says the court system is the state's best chance at maps that are fair. And there are two lawsuits pending, one state and one federal. And the state Supreme Court, which became majority Democrat in 2015, has agreed to fast-track its case, giving advocates hope for changes before the 2018 midterms. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.